Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man.
Wait. He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Wade.
You know how I believe in like certain random things, and it befuddles you how I.
That don't befuddle me.
Do you just not care either which way?
I care about you. Care about you, old man.
Oh man. So, all right. So we know about the Area 51 thing. I'm so mad that episode didn't fucking work. Man, I'm still mad at that. But we had an episode about Area 51. We called it the Naruto Run. Mm-hmm. Naruto Run to Area 51. And it never came out. Mm-hmm. So,
I wonder why.
Huh?
I wonder why it never came out. Was the government afraid of something?
I don't know.
See? Maybe we need to have this Area 51 run. What are you hiding, government? Why couldn't we release our episode?
Yeah, man. Fuck that. I'm not going to that. I'm not doing the Area 51 run, but!
Coward.
Huh?
Coward.
I'll be that. But I did find something I'm into.
What?
Well, it was about that time that I noticed that Girl Scout was about 8 stories tall and was a crustacean from the Pleiadoic era.
Jesus Christ.
Loch Ness Monster, baby! Find that big boy! We about to go find a Loch Ness Monster. Now that, I'm into. Let's go find a Loch Ness Monster.
Do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster?
Absolutely, I do.
How big is Loch Ness? Like, how big is that place? Like,
how big is Loch Ness?
Yeah, not the monster, but like.
Like, how big is like
the pond or lake or whatever hell he's in?
Is Lake Loch Ness? Loch Ness. No, we're not. Loch Ness is 36 kilometers long and 1.5 kilometers wide. It is the second largest Scottish loch by the surface area of 56.4 kilometers? 21.8 square miles.
So we found the Titanic in the fucking ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But all we can get is a blurry ass picture of a sea creature and a fucking lake.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, go ahead, old man.
What is it about to believe?
What is there not to believe?
Are you kidding me? So you're telling me we don't randomly find... We found a giant squid. We just found the giant squid.
We didn't just find the giant squid.
But we just had proof. We just got proof that there was a giant squid.
We just have proof.
Within a year.
Definitely not within a year. But you know, I'm going to let you have that one. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Stop talking.
I shut up.
Dog. So, all right.
As he pulls up the blurry black image.
It's only...
1922.
Pull it up.
Loch Ness would have died of old age like 50 years ago.
No, because he had Loch Ness babies.
Ah, with the Loch Ness wife?
With the Loch Ness... Nature finds a way.
That's another set of bullshit.
All I'm saying, how do we know there weren't multiple Loch Ness monsters? Because how do we know over amount of time they didn't adapt to the lake and now they're just smaller?
You know what? I'm gonna let you have that one.
Why? No. Why are you just gonna let me have that one?
Because, all right, how do I prove that there's no Loch Ness monster? That's a problem with these. Like,
you can't.
Yeah, but so. Science has a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order for something to be scientifically sound, it needs to be falsifiable.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be a way to disprove something.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to disprove this shit.
Exactly.
I could literally say, like, yo, you know, a giant meatball created all of life. And how are you going to disprove that? Serious? Some bullshit. Oh, Jesus.
Duh! Look, man.
Yeah.
The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
Oh my god! My brain hurts.
Look, all I'm saying.
Yo, is this a free trip? to Loch Ness? If we get a free trip to Loch Ness, is that what's happening? Because I would go. Was it Scotland or Ireland?
Scotland.
Yeah, I'll go to Scotland.
All I'm saying is, don't sleep.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on what? A giant ass dinosaur creature that lives in the lake.
Yes.
How did it get in the lake?
Huh?
How did it get in?
It was already there.
Just there.
Yeah. We're back in the Mesozoic era.
Mesozoic era. You picked the epoch. Okay, go ahead.
Alright. Under Jurassic era, whatever fuck era they were in.
Yeah.
They were there. A
few million years ago.
Yeah, they were there.
You know what wasn't there?
What?
That lake.
Uh-huh.
That lake.
Thank you. So,
yeah.
As the lake got smaller.
Yeah.
Loch Ness got, Loch Ness got smaller.
You know, and then, you know, a few million, tens of millions of years later.
Uh-huh.
He's there just chilling.
It's got small. It's not just one Loch Ness monster. I told you it was Loch Ness babies.
Loch Ness babies. Okay. And so we go to Loch Ness. What do we do when we get there?
Look, man, I'm not a planner.
You're not a planner.
I'm a planner.
Clearly.
Do I look like a guy with a plan?
Okay, so are we invading? So this is a new group. Right, I'm assuming this was motivated by the invade Area 51.
Yeah.
Are we invading Loch Ness, or are we just showing up? Like, is Loch Ness something you can invade?
I don't know if you can invade somewhere that I'm pretty sure is just, like, a public area.
Yeah, right? Like,
it's like, barely. You invade Area 51 and get shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or disappear.
You know, that's all a meme. It was the funniest shit ever. It was, Will Smith, and it was on Agent J and Agent K.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, they're doing this again? He's like, yeah. So it's like every, it's almost like every year they try to do it and they get neuralized.
That's probably
what happens.
Maybe the Loch Ness Monster has a Men in Black memory erasing device. So each time an individual sees him or her.
Loch Ness?
Yeah.
It has to be a woman, because only a woman can be this secretive and stay with that. Women are sneaky, man.
Yeah, that's troubling. I just want you to know that the Old Man Wade show does not endorse the statements of Old Man Wade. Tell us more about how secretive women are, Old Man.
You serious?
Oh man, I'm not famous enough for people to get mad at me.
Yeah,
true. Whatever. I can't wait. Can I tell you? I can't wait to get so famous that people are mad at me, because I don't even read my comments now. You think I'm gonna give? Let me tell you. The day I don't need Twitter,
yeah,
you will never find me on social media again.
Yeah,
ever. I can't wait to not be on Twitter.
So, if you want that to happen, we should probably go look for the Loch Ness Monster.
I'm with the shits.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna get a free trip to Scotland. You get to walk around.
I don't know if you can go.
Why?
You don't believe in this shit.
I don't believe in a lot of shit.
You do, man. So, like, we don't need non-believers going to Loch Ness.
Oh, wait. Do you need belief for him, for her to show up? Is, like, belief
part of it? No. I don't need, I need positive energy.
I have positive. I'm all about positivity, bro.
Eh.
What are you talking
about? I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah. I'm the most positive person on earth.
I believe you, but I think you're gonna go into this. I think you're gonna go into this very serious thing.
Yeah, this is serious.
This is serious.
Oh, okay.
This is serious.
I changed everything. All right, word.
A very serious thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I need you to go in there, because it's not gonna end there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
No.
You remember who was the guy? He was like, "We're going to Iowa, and then we're going to this," and he went, "Ah!" I was a presidential candidate like years ago.
Oh, Dean Cain.
Dean Cain.
Yeah.
Dean Cain is Superman.
No, but that was his name.
His name Dean Cain, really?
Look at Dean Cain.
Yeah, sure. Dean Cain? Dean Cain is Superman.
All right, look it up.
I'm about to look
if it up. I'm wrong, the Loch Ness Monster is real.
It was like step by step. It was like, there was this little, like, one, it was like a pinky, and it was like a beginner.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then I kept scrolling, it was one, I was like, dear God. Like, okay.
Oh, there's some anal toys that put, like, make me blush. I'm like, how?
I don't call the bullshit on that. Making you blush?
No, seriously. Okay, so I am butt sensitive. Like, I am all for everybody's things. Like, if that's your thing, fine, whatever. I love finger play. on my own ass, and I love, and I will be, like I said, I'm a willing participant in having my ass eaten, but I can't get to the flip side of it. I can't flip it. And then there's things that are just, like, poop-related that gross me out. There's one thing that still is, like, burning my brain with my ex-girlfriend. When the three of us were all together, I was gone. I was living in LA for a period of time working. When I came back, they had all the toys lined up, and there was one of the anal toys still had brown on it, and I fucking flipped out. Because I was like, first of all, why did that not go directly into being cleaned? How long was it sitting here? Like, it's sitting on this space. You know, I can still picture it there, even though it hasn't been there in years. I don't deal with it well. Like, I just fell apart. I was so irritated by it that I guess years later I'm still irritated by it. I don't like it. I be clean. That's an important element to it. But I can't relax. Like, I cannot get relaxed with that respect. I don't mind having my ass up in the air. I don't anything like that. But the second they could be unclean, I can't deal. Yeah. Like, you've lost me. I'm just checked out.
Yeah, it's. It was one of those things. I remember, like, the first time I did it, I was just like, oh, why does anybody get all up in arms about this? And, like, I didn't get it. And then someone was, broke it down to me, and I'm like, I'm eating ass, whatever. And he was like, you're just eating ass? I'm like, I won't eat everybody's ass. Like, I was like, when I was young, I would eat, like, you know, specific asses, but I'm not, like...
specific ass.
Yeah, I'm not, like, a cereal ass eater, you know what I mean?
Well, I also think that there's something... about, like, making some aspects of sexuality special for people that you actually love.
Yeah.
Like, for years, I never went down on other dudes because that was something that was just special for my husband or whatever. I had all kinds of issues with giving head when I was younger, too. There was, like, control issues that I had related to it and stuff. But it's one of my favorite things to do, but I wouldn't do it to anybody else. And then I finally got around to doing it to another dude, and I was like... At first, it was kind of, well, to be honest, it was revenge, the reason why I did it, because I was mad at my husband, so I sucked another dude's dick,
That, you know, again, your words, not mine, the evil Japanese revenge person in you.
We grow, we change. And, you know, and now, like, I don't really see a harm in it at all for not being necessarily a special thing. But there are certain things, like, I probably wouldn't, like, if I ever got around to eating ass, it would be just my husband's. It probably wouldn't be some rando person out there on the streets, you know, like, or some person that I just get involved with. It would be a level of intimacy that would be higher than others, and therefore I wouldn't offer it up to everybody or whatever. That being said, I'm not sure what other things I would even do that for, but I think it's fine to have things that are special.
I agree. So let's see, where are we at now? Alright, so let me
check. Oh, but the blush thing, you said you were calling bullshit on it. So I had one of those kits that was like trying to prepare your ass for anal play, right? And it was like from pinky side, like you said, all the way up to, and this was probably like this. It was probably this big by the time
Jesus.
And I was terrified of it. So what is that? Maybe that's about like an inch and a half wide, maybe 2 inches. I couldn't bear the thought. I couldn't imagine the thought. Even though I had, at that point, one time I had already had anal sex, I still, the idea that something that wide would go inside of me, I could not deal with it. And then walking around a sex toy shop, I see one that's like the size of a basketball. And I'm like, who on earth could do that? Who could take it? And I've seen some porn that shows me there are people on this planet who can take it, and I am never going to try to be one of those people because it looks scary.
Yeah, they're just, like I said, we both agree, there are just certain things I'm just like, nah, I'm good. But again, who knows? I'm 36 now, I'll be 37 in November, I'll be 40 in 3 years after that. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll just go, hey, so I got this little pinky ring.
I'll tell you what, if I ever could become like paralyzed from the waist down, I'll let anal play be a thing that happens if I don't have to feel it. I mean, in like massive anal play, not just like the garden variety anal play.
You know what's funny? Ice Cube has a song called Ghetto Vet. It's actually my favorite Ice Cube song, and he talks about being paralyzed. And he goes, so all the hood rat hoes, I'm fired. They're mad because my tongue gets tired. And like, that's what I figure I would be if I was like paralyzed in the waist down. It would just be, alright. Or maybe I'll go with the unicorn and put a dildo on my forehead.
Nice. That cracks me up every time I see a photo of that. I can't believe that that's something.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think someone called it the narwhal and it cracked me up.
That actually makes way more sense anyway.
Don't it? Caution in the wet. Alright, let's take a quick break. And we'll be back with the next topic, which I think is actually going to be pretty funny. And we're back. So this is a topic we both kind of like, we had a quick conversation about. And we both, I remember you said, like, in the beginning of the show, you said you only got to a certain one. And so
right.
This is thanks to fucking college humor, man.
I can't believe that site is still active. That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. So what we have here is 12 Urban Dictionary sex acts that will get you arrested. Number one is munging. M-U-N-G-I-N-G. Step one.
Oh, you're breaking up for me.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. So step one, go to a graveyard with four of your buddies. Step two, dig up fresh corpse, female, and have a gangbang. Okay. Afterwards, one of them puts their mouth over the vagina. Step four, someone jumps on the stomach.
You see why I only got through one?
All right, moving on. Moving on.
That one was rough.
All right, wolf banging. You know what? I don't know if I'm reading any of this because my listeners don't really give a fuck, but some of these shits are just wild.
Some of them are pretty wild, yeah. I think I saw partway through to the second one. That one's Wolfbane?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I only read because my family name on my mom's side is Wolf, and so anything Wolf-related I always look at.
Yeah, so my bad about that.
But if you want to talk about weird sex shit, like, oh, you'll love this. I'll tell you this. How about this? So my husband is a philosophy professor, right? And what he likes to do as a class opener is, like, first day icebreaker, is he likes to talk about the ethics of necrophilia to his classes just to lay the groundwork for people, yeah. what they're going to do or whatever. And by the end of the class, he can show you that there's actually nothing wrong with necrophilia. It's just icky. And so ickiness is the thing that people think is wrong. And people cannot deal with, like, they cannot deal with it. Because once you remove the element of consent, because the body is no longer in the position to consent, it's just a tool at that point. It's no different than a dildo or a sex toy in any kind of way, shape, or form. And people can't deal with it. It's so horrifying. But this fool, as a job application once, he was supposed to teach a lesson in the attempt to get a full-time teaching position. And this motherfucker went in hard on necrophilia to a school district that at the time he did not know, or to a college that at the time he did not know was in a very conservative Christian area. And he had this guy who was like a hardcore Mormon giggling throughout the entire job interview while he's working to convince them that there's actually nothing ethically wrong with necrophilia, and he got the job.
Okay, here's my thing. If he could explain that in such a way that got him the job, then to that I say this. I mean, straight up, like, kudos. You know what I mean?
And for me, I was, like, resistant the whole time. I was like, don't do this. We need this job. Da-da-da. But, yeah, he did it. He managed it. And it's hilarious. I can't retell the story because I'm not good at trying to... I can't deliver what he can deliver. He's actually trained in it. But maybe one day he'll come on your show and try to teach you about what's not wrong about necrophilia.
Fuck, you're old.
You don't want to be touching your manhole? You want me to call it, what was it? What are we calling it?
Maintenance hole.
A maintenance hole. That sounds even worse. That sounds dirtier. I want me to touch your maintenance hole. Show me your maintenance hole. Wait. Let me touch your ankles. Look at that maintenance hole.
No, because like this kind of brings me back. One of my girlfriends, actually, she was like, she actually told me, she was like, I would love to like watch you have sex. And that made me like.
Wait, one of your actual friends?
Like, one of my actual like close girlfriends was like, I want to, you know, I would love to like watch you in the act. I'm like, no.
But like, okay.
Why?
But I feel like there's something underlying there. I've never like wanted to watch one of my friends have sex.
No.
That just makes me feel like, she wanted to watch you.
Listen, I shut that down real quick, please. So I already have the assumption, like, you know.
No.
Nope. So I don't know if I'm the only one that does this, but it's like, I know certain friends of mine, like the energy they give off, I'm like, oh, she must be boring. Like, she must be a whole crew.
Yeah, no.
Like, she must be a prude. Like, just the way, like, she walks, like, a few of my friends.
Like, yeah.
Yes, like, oh my God, don't mess up my hair.
Yo, all like, right. Thank you.
Like, oh, don't mess up my hair, blah, blah, blah. Oh, my God, I'm sweating. Oh, my God, no, don't touch me. So, like, why would you lick that? Like, I see it, like, some of y'all, like, I already know, you're boring. You might be a whole porn star. You're boring, though. Like, I've already, like, mapped it out in my head, like,
Fair.
So one of my buddies said she's actually done it while people watched.
Like, multiple.
Like, I'm thinking, like, multiple times.
Like, there's a group.
Oh.
There's a viewing.
Amanda said, Amanda Gary, how about no? So, hold on.
Who?
Listen. I'm not knocking anybody for it.
All right, no, hold on. No, because I want to get this, because if I don't, I'm going to forget. So, me and my friends, we're having this really dorky conversation. I've been reading a lot of Spider-Man. And he always gets, like, these really hot women. I'm like, yeah, his stroke game must be on point.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's stroke game must be on point.
Yeah,
well, like, get the gab.
I mean, not that only that, like, it's fucking Spider-Man. Like, the webs and the.
Yeah, like, he's agile.
Bondage and the.
Yeah, low key.
Like, literally, like, yeah, like, I'm
low key, someone likes to be tied up.
You'd be, like, swinging through the whatever. Swinging on the swinging.
Yeah.
While swinging.
Yeah, I'm like, that actually sucks. And it was just like, he's, like, way too, like, self-deprecating to continuously get this many women. I'm like, his stroke game must be
tough. A lot of like self-deprecating men though sleep with a lot of women.
Yeah.
I mean, but you, like, did. You was a hoe.
I'm trying to fill a hole.
And nobody hates you more than you.
That's also true. Why? That's
he's ridiculous.
That's a whole other conversation. All right. So I started going down a list of people who I think have good stroke game.
The list.
Let me tune in.
Luke Cage.
Okay. Has an excellent stroke game. There's no way he doesn't.
Yeah. Right. Cyclops.
Weak.
No, he's gotten a lot of, like...
I don't care what he's gotten. He's sandpaper.
No.
Yes.
No.
Dry. Sim.
You've never read a Cyclops comic book in your life, so trust me. I think his stroke game's tight.
He's like Wonder Bread.
Wolverine.
Stroke game. Yep. Definitely.
He was having sex.
He'd be like, cut your clothes off and shit. You don't even have to get naked.
Just one finger.
Done.
I was reading this comic book where
lose the bra.
Where he was like, how he's had sex.
It's with almost him. Like Fruit Ninja.
Oh,
Fruit Ninja.
Wolverine, the Fruit Ninja.
Fuck yeah!
Can you imagine? Like, you just standing there, next thing you know, you naked. Everything to stretch.
No choice. It just happened.
Just
how'd you get naked?
I don't know. Pray you gotta change your clothes somewhere.
And like, apparently he's learned like sex stuff from like other planets.
I'm sure.
It's a world of fantasy. Just let it happen.
Okay.
Like,
so,
like Deadpool.
Deadpool has a good stroke game.
Yeah.
Oh, he's, definitely.
But you know, he's ridiculous. He got like that asshole appeal going, so it's just like that. Just
yeah. No, it brings.
So
it
even
up,
if
yeah.
it is whack, it's like they're gonna say, "Oh my God, it was great."
No. And that whole skin shit—it's ripped for her pleasure.
Yep.
Naturally. Sorry.
There's
something wrong with me.
Lack of sleep.
I kind of feel like Miss Marvel, well, Captain Marvel would be terrible in bed.
Probably. Mm-hmm. She's too, like, uptight.
Wonder Woman would probably be awesome. But I think she might hurt you. And I gotta feel like she'd want to fuck too.
I don't know though, because like if you really think about it, like they don't. I mean, sex for them is like procreation. It's
for like not always
to make babies. I mean, that was like the biggest thing, like.
Anaconda, maybe the movie, but Anaconda.
No, I'm not even saying it's in the movie. I'm sure she does. I'm just saying, like, wasn't that the big thing though? The Amazonians, like, they don't need men other than to reproduce.
That's true.
Like.
Yeah, but now she gets like she gets in a world where she can actually fuck, so she like, you know.
So where she fuck.
She fuck. Superman's probably boring as shit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like missionary only, don't touch his hair.
Yeah.
Don't touch the curl.
That's it. Don't touch my hair.
Right? Iron Man. Oh, definitely.
Two-stroke. Ah, oh, wasn't that great. No, it wasn't.
Iron Man's probably trash.
Yep.
Too concerned about himself.
Yep.
There was one more I had. It was,
He'd definitely be like, oh, that was so good for me. It was good for you, right? Yeah, okay.
It was funny. He had sex with Gamora, and then, like, she left. Like, you could tell she was unsatisfied. He just rolled over and was like, ouch.
Yeah, he's too full of himself.
Yeah. All right, that was a nice nerdy conversation. I'm going to take a quick break right here, and we'll come back with the next part of the Summer of Sex.
This is a Main Hustle Media podcast. Hey, y'all. This is Charmaine, a.k.a. Mixed Girl Main, host of Militantly Mixed, the podcast about race and identity from the mixed race perspective. If you are of mixed race or multi-ethnic heritage, this show is here to represent for you. And if you're a monoracial person that is just curious about what us mixed folks go through, this show is for you, too. You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or most any other podcast platform. Militantly Mixed is a Main Hustle Media podcast. And don't forget to be your mixed ass self. Main Hustle Media. Turn your side hustle into your main hustle.
And welcome back to the Old Man Wade Show. Don't forget to visit oldmanwade.com. We've got some of the backlog episodes from SoundCloud, articles that are going up. We probably put maybe like 4 out a month. We're gonna actually try. I'm gonna try to up that up a little bit more, just to give more traffic to the website. You can find me at oldmanwade.com on Twitter, and I forget where my Instagram is. But I talk more shit on Twitter than I do on Instagram, so it is what it is.
That's okay.
It kind of is. I spend most of my time just, like, posting goofy shit on fucking Instagram. It's way more fun. My Instagram is actually oldmanwadecom.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So okay. It's the same thing on both ends.
It's not manhole. Sorry. I just can't get over that. Maintenance hole. Manhole. I'm just going to start calling you maintenance hole. Like, what's up, maintenance hole?
That's so sexy.
I don't know. This might be the one episode that has way too many fucking on
titles. You want to maintenance my hole?
Sorry.
My friend left me. She's over in the corner. Legit.
Oh, man. Y'all are the best.
Go.
Y'all are really the best. I'm glad this happened. That's not sarcasm. I am legitimately glad the two of you
get it together, manhole. That's the question.
Old manhole way.
Old maintenance hole.
Man. Maintenance hole way.
I'm not calling it a fucking maintenance hole.
Maintenance hole way. All right. So this is a topic that I'm actually gonna have with the opposite sex soon. It's gonna be things women wish guys knew about sex. So, Miss Venomous.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, because you're so ashamed and shocked to talk about this. I'm so worried about you having. So, what are some things? Actually, give me. We'll go one by one. What's something you wish more guys knew?
Oh my god, anal is not an option for everybody. First of all,
nope.
Like, There's like, they'll be like in the groove and then just try to throw it in there. It's like, no, wait, stop. What we're not about to do is this.
My butthole is an option.
Stay out of my maintenance home. Okay? Like, you have to ease into that. Like, you know, it's a process. Like, you don't just go for it.
I mean, sometimes it's like, I had that accident happen. It was awful.
It's like, no.
I may have jumped a little bit and or cried.
Let me tell you.
I also may have been banging on my best friend's kitchen table. Oh. It was my husband, though. It's okay. We weren't married then. Does she know that?
She knows that. Right? She'll know now.
It's a different table. Her kids don't eat off that one.
They sure enough sat in that seat, though.
This has just...
Sometimes when it slips into your maintenance hole, you have to jump up and scream, get out of my maintenance hole. Okay, I'm done.
No. Anal is not an option for everybody.
I agree. Anal is not an option for everybody on both ends. So you can have anal with one person and have it be fine, and you can have anal with another person and have it be not fine.
No, because first of all, size matters.
Exactly.
And so does lubricant.
Yeah. Like, sometimes an innie is just an innie, and an outie is just an outie.
That too.
Don't touch my maintenance.
Just not for it. Like, let it be.
Don't touch my maintenance.
I'm literally using that all the time now.
Oh man, this is gonna be so much fun tomorrow when we start talking about maintenance holes around Hobby and Shanice.
Yes.
Oh, that's gonna be so cute.
Damn it, Wade.